Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is WWJ All Local.
There has been a deadly shooting at a gas station in East Point. WWJ's Mike Campbell live and local with the details, Mike.
Speedway gas station, Tom, on 10 miles just east of Hayes, so it's not on the corner. It's kind of in the neighborhood area, less busy section of 10 mile. But it happened about 9 o'clock last night. Police say they got the call. When they got there, there was a man laying on the driveway near the gas pumps next to a white pickup truck. And there are reports the female attendant at the time said that man was inside when he got into some sort of altercation with other people inside the gas station about a mask, and then the call came to the police that there was the shooting at the gas station. No indication that that, in fact, was caused by the mask. They do have cameras, surveillance cameras, they're hoping to get access to from the gas station, as well as a pizza shop right next door. Their sidewall faces it. The camera parking lot looks like it points right at the building. They're hoping that that might give them some leads. Reporting live, Mike Campbell, WWJ News Radio 950.
Looks like most school districts are going to start the new school year online. More decisions have been made across Southeast Michigan. Let's bring in WWJ's Charlie Langton for the latest. Good morning, Charlie.
Well, good morning, Roberta. Yeah, you're right. More schools definitely weighing in on how classes will look when students start back in the fall, which is really only in a couple of weeks. The latest is the Farmington Hills School District. They approved a plan for remote learning at least through October 30th with face-to-face instruction after that. Now, there will also be some hybrid models for some students who need in-person learning. That's 2 days in-person and 3 days remote. In Birmingham, they voted to at least start their school September 8th. Troy's schools will take a vote at 4 o'clock later today. Reporting live, Charlie Langton, WWJ News Radio 950.
The picture is now clearer for the college football season this fall with multiple conferences waiting until the spring to play. But what about high school sports? What's the plan for them? Let's go live and local right now for those answers to WWJ's Tony Ortiz. Hi, Tony.
Hi, Tom, and that's the next critical decision for officials here in Michigan, and what happens to high school football this fall. Now, teams were given clearance to start practices back on Monday, but there won't be any workouts involving full pads for high school teams until this coming Monday. The next hurdle comes a week from tomorrow, when officials with the Michigan High School Athletic Association meet on the 20th of this month to discuss the issue and to also get updates from both health officials in the state as well as the governor's office on the latest involving the coronavirus. By the way, if you're looking for some possible signposts on this, it should be pointed out that Ohio, Wisconsin, and Indiana will play high school football as scheduled in the fall. Illinois, however, made the decision to push its high school football season to the spring last month. Live at the Sports Desk, Tony Ortiz, WWJ News Radio 950.
They are calling it a Netflix-style service for video games. Microsoft about to launch a game streaming service that will allow you to play top-end Xbox games on your phone. Some analysts say this is going to be the future of gaming. Costs about $15 a month. Does not work on Apple's iPhones. It's been tested for months under the name Project xCloud, set to launch September the 15th. There will be more than 100 games available, and instead of needing a game console or a souped-up PC, subscribers just pick the game they want to play without installing anything.
Well, this was dramatic. Some Good Samaritans along a beach in the Upper Peninsula came to the rescue of four people struggling in Lake Superior on Tuesday, yesterday. WWJ's Beth Fisher has more now live and local, Beth.
Yeah, Tom, people along the beach used inflatable tubes and pulled four people to shore in Schoolcraft Township. This is in the northwestern UP. Initially, an 8-year-old girl was swept out by the current, and three others who tried to save her were also taken out by the current. A 12-year-old boy from Lower Michigan was taken to an area hospital, then airlifted to the University of Michigan's Children's Hospital. There's no update yet on his condition. Reporting live, Beth Fisher, WWJ News Radio 950.
More talk in Lansing about guns in state buildings.
It is totally legal to carry a weapon into the state capitol. Now comes the discussion, according to the Senate Republican leader, about banning weapons in the Senate and House galleries. Here's Mike Shirkey, state senator.
I'm willing to talk about open carry. You know, you wouldn't take guns away. You would just lock down the gallery.
So that nobody could get in.
Right.
With guns or not.
Right.
The House Republican Speaker Lee Chatfield is not in favor, apparently, of banning guns in the House gallery. Reporting from Lansing, Tim Skubick, WWJ News Radio 950.
The Detroit Historic District Commission is set to discuss the parade companies to purchase to the vacant Broadhead Armory building for its new headquarters. Once a venue for boxing matches and other events, the building on Jefferson Avenue near the MacArthur Bridge to Belle Isle could be housing Thanksgiving Day parade floats. The parade company has submitted a 70-page plan that will be viewed and reviewed this evening by the commission. The plan is worth up to $37 million and has to be approved by the City Council.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.